Well, today we begin what's called Ordinary Time. Ordinary Time is now begun with our Gospel reading from St. Mark. And we'll be reading St. Mark's Gospel now for the next few months. And one thing you should remember about St. Mark's Gospel is that it's a wonderful Gospel. It's very short. It's the shortest of all the Gospels. It's action-packed. Lots of miracles. There's always lots of activity going on in Mark's Gospel. And remember, Mark was a disciple of St. Peter, and he wrote this gospel for the busy Romans. You know, when you write a gospel for, let's say, for the New Yorkers, you don't have much time, right? You have to get their attention. They're very busy. So he wrote their attention to the busy Romans. And so again, we begin Ordinary Time. So you'll see the green vestments being worn from now on. The Christmas season is officially closed yesterday, even though we should, of course, always keep that Christmas spirit alive, especially up through the February 2nd, feast day of the presentation of the baby Jesus in the temple on the presentation. But we wear the green vestments because that is the ordinary color. When you see how God created nature, there's so much green in the grass and the trees and the leaves. So the Lord uses green as a sort of an ordinary color. So the church adopts it for the ordinary season of the year. But it should also indicate a time of growth, right? Like a springtime, as we approach spring in a few months, will be an ordinary time, and we should realize that this should be a springtime for our spiritual life as well, right? That we should not allow this winter time to allow our spirituality to be dormant, but it should be a time for growth. So whenever you see the green vestments, it should be an idea of growth and a springtime for our faith. So we begin today with Mark's Gospel. And it says that after John was arrested, the Lord went to Galilee and began to proclaim the kingdom of God. See, John the Baptist was the precursor for the Lord to prepare the Lord's way. Well, now that John was arrested, the Lord knew that his mission would now begin. So John is now arrested. He's in the prison of King Herod. And now Jesus shows up on the scene. And the first thing he does is to proclaim the kingdom of God. He says, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of heaven is at hand." So the Lord now is the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament prophecies. In fact, there were 456 Old Testament prophecies that will be fulfilled in Christ. And he fulfilled every single one. That he'd be born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, be rejected. He would die between thieves. They would cast dice for his garments. The Lord fulfilled everyone. The chances of one man fulfilling all the Old Testament prophecies was incredible. You know, you've heard of odds like a 1 out of 10, right? Or 1 out of 100, or 1 out of a million. The odds of one person fulfilling all of those would be 1 with the number 83 and then add 126 zeros. Those are the odds. 1 over 83 with 126 zeros. And yet Jesus fulfilled every single one of those prophecies. So he says, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of heaven is at hand." So this is now one of our mysteries of the rosary, right? The luminous mysteries, the proclamation of the kingdom, and the call to conversion. So when you meditate upon the luminous mysteries and you get to the proclamation of the kingdom, this is what you should think about. Jesus beginning the public ministry, proclaiming repentance, calling people to believe, and calling them to conversion. And you can picture Jesus sitting there on the Sermon on the Mount, preaching and then working miracles. That is this new mystery of the proclamation of the kingdom. And the first two things Jesus said, repent and believe in the gospel. So we have to repent of our sins, be sorry for our sins, and then have faith. Believe in the gospel, believe in the good news. And then lastly, the Lord begins to build his church by calling apostles. And he chooses unlikely candidates, fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew, And then James and his brother John says they were in their boats fishing. And the Lord called them and said, "Leave everything, come after me, and become a fisher of men. Become an apostle, become a fisher of souls to bring souls into the kingdom. Before you were catching fish, now you will catch souls for the kingdom of God." So the Lord would choose 12 because of the 12 tribes of Israel. So he's establishing now his church. He's now building his kingdom of God on earth, which is the church. So in today's gospel, he says he is now here to fulfill the prophecies. He's now establishing his kingdom, which is the church, calling people to repentance and belief. And he's now building his church upon these 12 apostles.